Welcome to Think on This, a podcast by Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. We're just having a good morning.
We are. It's Monday, and yet we're still having a good day.
That's right. There can always be lots of fun and laughter in your day, and it's always fun to be here and be with our audience, and Yes. It's just a good thing.
I'm excited over this series that we're doing for Easter. The hour has come, and that is a phrase that John in his gospel book wrote in chapter 13 when it was Jesus's hour. And we all right. have that hour that has come. And so before we go any further, I'm going to direct a question to you.
Oh, okay.
So you left some people hanging yesterday with your riveting story about the Easter bunny.
Yes, that is right. We may have had a couple of questions
because
I told one story about the church play.
Yes.
But then I also had mentioned that I have had an experience of realizing, you know, with the Easter bunny.
Right.
So basically what happened is I was starting to wane in my faith of the Easter bunny.
Wow, that's huge.
Yeah. So I don't remember how old I was, but so
it wasn't yesterday though.
Right. No, it wasn't yesterday, but it may have been last year. So I was telling my parents this and you know, it's kind of like maybe the Easter bunny's not gonna come because I don't think, you know, I don't believe.
You have no belief?
So they gave me an opportunity if I wanted to meet him that I could. And so, and I was a real squirrely child, so I was all about this.
I can't believe that.
Yeah. So my mom actually blindfolded me.
Okay.
And took me, said that, you know, okay, the Easter bunny's gonna like shake my hand or whatever.
Sure.
And so went around, we opened the bedroom window and I reached my hand down and sure enough, there was like the furriest Easter bunny I've ever shaken hands with, which I think was our duster. But I'll tell you what, it gave me another year, and I was very happy for the Easter bunny to come lay the eggs or whatever they do that makes all that good candy appear, and hopefully that kind of clears up things for those who were wondering about you know the time that I met the Easter bunny. So
this is huge. It's the news of the day.
It is huge. It is the news of the day, and I know that that's why everyone is listening
for sure
for that. But maybe you have something that's a little. a little more substantive.
Yeah,
than
just
that.
Don't leave me hanging with those things too often.
I won't.
Fun to get some questions on that, and maybe we can get some serious questions
That's right.
too. So, really, today is really the second day that we're really looking at Easter, and so I'm going to try to bring us back with that. And you know, there's this moment in time, and it was really that hour that we're talking about. And yes, we look at that hour when Christ went to the cross, but he had this moment that he went into the temple and he was there to teach and listen. He was anything but chipper.
Right.
And he, in Mark 11, we're told this, that he began to teach and say to them, "Is it not written, my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations, but you have made it a robber's den." The chief priests and scribes heard it, and they began seeking out how to destroy him, for they were afraid, for the whole crowd was astonished at his teaching. I mean, this is a powerful word. It's strong. It's passionate. It's not that chipper, good morning.
Right.
And, you know, can you imagine, what would you feel like if you were standing there?
Yeah, it would be, it'd be very interesting. I'd be thinking, wow, that's, you know, that's a great message to tell them because they are bad.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe at some point that probably applies to me.
Well, see, I probably would just be sitting there with my coffee thinking, wow, they're in big trouble.
Yeah, what a show.
Yeah, and I would not be thinking about myself necessarily because I would be so probably mesmerized over what I saw, this huge passion.
Right.
But really it comes down to that the passion is about, this is not what it's about. This is not what a relationship looks like. This is not about rules, and this is certainly not abusing what I've given you.
Right.
You know, so when you think about that and you think about your own life and God turning around and looking at us, so many times we tend to point to others, like when we're in church and we know that things are going on that shouldn't happen. I mean, that happens, right? Because church is people. We often point our fingers and we talk about the church, how it's messed up.
Right.
We are the ones.
Yeah, we are. It's kind of like that. Reminds me of that old saying, you know, if you find the perfect church, don't join it because you're going to mess it up.
I
and,
like
you know,
that.
We are the problem.
Yeah. Yeah. And so when he says, you're like a den of thieves, I mean, such powerful language. But then we need to turn around and look at what have we taken from God that God has given us. You know, he's given us this beautiful soul and heart and really so much more than maybe what we see that God has given us.
Yeah.
And this ability to love God and to receive God's love. Because at the end of the day, what I think really Jesus is saying, this has nothing to do with love.
Yeah.
And that's really how we measure a faith community and a church, is that it has all to do with love. And this hour that we're talking about, is that's part of it. It's this eternal hour that is happening in this work of God. And I think we have to turn that around and look at ourselves and say, am I about the highest purpose of God? Am I about love, or am I doing other things that is abusing the love that God has given me?
Right. Yeah. I think that's such a good point, because we can so get caught up in our own stuff, and we're doing things, and we ourselves are now the ones who have missed the point.
Right.
And this message reminds us what we should be about.
Really, it's strong, it's passionate, it's a little bit hard, but I think it does challenge us to do some spring cleaning and to look at when our hour comes, are we going to be prepared and ready to say, yeah, we're doing the highest purpose, we're loving one another.
You've been listening to Think on This by Table Think. For more content and information, visit our website at tablethink.com.